Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, now a big bad thing happened to Kim Kardashian. And now, for the first time maybe in her life, people are feeling sorry for her.
I think she deserves some sympathy for this. This is very scary.
Jason Nathanson from ABC News is standing by. And Jason, let us go back now to the scene of the crime. Let us go to Paris. She arrives in Paris. She says that she's staying in a luxury hotel, yes?
Yes, luxury hotel slash apartment. It's kind of unclear exactly what the residence was. But basically, she's there for Fashion Week, right? We had the incident last week where some guy tried to grab and kiss her backside.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of been a target. She and her sister were out partying last night, some fancy dinner. They're eating truffled eggs and things like that. They come back, or Kim comes back. It gets kind of weird because she's alone now at this point in the apartment. Don't know where her kids are. She's got her two kids that were there in Paris with her, from what I understand, but they weren't involved in this. And so at some point late at night, she's in this apartment, and then a bunch of guys barge in wearing police uniforms and ski masks. They have guns, or at least one guy has a gun. They tie her up. They gag her.
Oh my God.
Right for the jewelry. It seems like they knew exactly what they were going for, about almost $10 million worth of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They steal some cell phones, money, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then they leave. And somehow she gets out of these. I had heard she was handcuffed. Then I heard she was tied up. I'm not sure exactly what the restraints were. But she somehow gets out of that and then was able to call the cops.
And apparently, because this wasn't really a hotel, it was more residential kind of thing, they only had
right.
a concierge who they also locked up, right? Or tied up in some way.
Yeah, and when she left the party, she got into a big van, and she had a bodyguard with her at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, especially after the incident last week where this guy tried to, you know, the guy who's known for doing pranks on celebrities tried mm-hmm. to, you know, kind of accost her in the street.
Right.
The security was kind of upped on her, so I don't know why she didn't have security around there or, you know, in the area at least. I guess, you know, she goes to bed and the bodyguards go wherever the bodyguards go, so she was alone at the time.
There were other questions too about how she had posted on Snapchat and social media the night before herself wearing this ginormous rock on her finger, and maybe some of the other jewelry was featured in that picture, indicating that she had it with her, and anybody who would know where her apartment was, it might have helped them, the criminals behind this theft.
And a lot of this stuff that the celebrities get, it's usually all loaned out. They don't actually own it. So somebody gives it to them. They want it to be seen on them during Fashion Week. They want
right.
to see them in the Snapchats and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I doubt any of this stuff is hers, and she probably won't be financially responsible, but some people are out a lot of money for this jewelry.
Now, I guess the question, and this is very interesting, there is speculation that this is a thing, this group is called the Pink Panther Gang, based, of course, on the film series, that stole, you know, these are jewel thieves, and that they're apparently from Serbia. This gang is based in Serbia, which brings our own Violetta Podermedic.
Down the well this. With you.
Yes, exactly.
Enough.
Well, I'm just,
not relatives,
I'm,
right?
This isn't that singing group Bordeaux that you have that your father.
No, I don't
believe together.
So. Put together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They travel all over the world.
Yeah.
It'd be very convenient for them, I would think.
Because these people have hit targets in Cannes. No relation. Tokyo, Singapore, Dubai. I mean, this is like, this is serious, these
guys.
They
seem pretty professional.
So do we know more about that, Jason?
I don't know any more about the group that might have actually done it. I know that they're, you know, everybody is out there looking into this. And, you know, this is a tough time for, especially for France, which has been hit by so many terror attacks in the past
right.
recent.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been really trying to get tourism back because tourism has fallen off big time. And there's an election going on right now. And there's all these back and forth about, you know, how to get people more and security and things like that. So this is a huge black eye, especially as we come on the holiday season. For they just want tourists back. And now if, you know, somebody like Kim Kardashian is going to be targeted, the sense is that, you know, a lot of foreigners who are going to come and wear lots of fancy jewelry to Paris mm-hmm. aren't going to be safe.
Yeah. Hey, all right. I want to – did you hear – we have the audio of what happened when Kanye found out about this.
Okay, let's hear it. He was in the middle of a concert, right,
yes,
in New York.
He's on stage, and this is what it sounded like.
I'm sorry, this is a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
What?
It's still an auto-tune when he's making that announcement.
What?
Oh. I hope nothing happened to Kim's butt. What is...
I don't blame him for that, though.
Wait, now, how does he know that? That's interesting, because it already started the song.
I thought that someone came up on stage.
But how did... he's in the middle of the song, and he's in the middle of singing. And then, does somebody hold up a sign to him? Do they have sign language in case there's something wrong with the family? They have signals worked out already that he would just stop in the middle?
Well, someone walks up to him. Odd. Somebody walks up to him. One of the roadies or, the stage personnel walks up to him and whispers in his ear, and it's sort of like you couldn't wait to the end of the song. But I guess I've been thinking about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you don't tell Kanye, he's like Vito Corleone. He's a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately. So if there is something that goes wrong, you got to get out there on the stage. You got to make sure he knows. He's got to be able to, stop in the middle of the song and go.
We have texters saying that wasn't this a publicity stunt or wasn't it insurance fraud? And it doesn't seem there are any indications of that. Are there, Jason? You tied up a concierge and the police are investigating this, and it seems like a known
immediately
group.
when somebody like Kim Kardashian is involved, I think there's a lot of speculation that this is for publicity or that it's something like that. But this seems like, first of all, there was a statement from E! That they had no cameras rolling. So if
the only moment of her last year.
That is the damnedest thing. Imagine they have to put out a statement. That is the world we are now living in, Jason.
I didn't know there was a moment in her life when there was no camera rolling.
People want to know, especially not just for, are we going to see this on the television, but the cops want to know if there's footage of anything, if there's anything that they might have.
Absolutely.
And apparently, no, there were no cameras rolling with her. I don't think maybe the whole time she was in Paris.
Do I look good in these handcuffs?
Doing her duck face,
right? Doing her duck face while they're putting it. Don't put the tape over the mouth. No.
Extensions?
Put some gauze in front, and then it'll be fine. All right. Well, so we know
she's okay.
She's back. She's been I like this story. I got a bunch of push notifications that she's been reunited with her husband Kanye when her private jet landed at Teterboro.
She apparently had 100 car motorcade to take her back.
Thank God, she's back in the arms of the most stable man in the Western Hemisphere, Kanye West.
She's not wearing her ring, though. It's probably somewhere secured.
Wow. She
made her wedding ring.
Didn't they take that?
We don't know what they took, right? Jason, do we know for sure what they took?
They took one ring that was described as being worth $4.5 million, and then another $5 million worth of just jewelry. I don't have an itemized list of it.
We don't know if it was specifically that wedding ring.
I didn't hear it was specifically her wedding ring. The way it was described, that it was a fashion ring, so it wouldn't be necessarily her wedding ring.
$4.5 million fashion
just an
ring.
Just accessory have.
When they say fashion jewelry, they mean something totally different. By the way, this Pink Panther gang, if it is them, has stolen close to $400 million in items.
They've been involved
since 2003.
In some unbelievable jewel heists, if you read the history of this particular gang.
Always blaming the Serbs.
Yeah. Gotta go, Jason. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, bye. I'm not blaming the Serbs. I'm blaming the Pink Panthers, who just happen to hail from Serbia.
You have to point that out.
I wonder if they make a good cabbage roll, like Mama Pod.
Those are so good.
I just want to know one thing.
Hmm.
This happened on Saturday night?
The early morning hours, they said, 2 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Do you think Ryan Lochte called her? Dude, I know what it's like to be held at
gunpoint.
You too?
Hey, babe.
You could sympathize, bro.
Calls her babe,
bro.
Too. Yeah. Hey, big butt babe. Hey. I knew. I have a question for you, Violetta.
I played the 5th.
Now, we know where you were. And you were here in the Americas, so you could not possibly have been involved.
She was nowhere near it.
Where was Bronco Podomatic and Bordeaux? That's what I want to know. Where is the band Bordeaux at this moment? Remember them?
Of course we do.
Yeah.
Bronco had a concert that night.
He did have a concert that night?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
Paris?
No. In Chicago.
Do we know?
With Bordeaux.
That's true?
No, with another Romanian group. Actually, it's a single guy.
Jam.
He sings that song Numai.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we all know that.
You
yeah,
do. Numa, numa, yay. Yeah, it's like a thing.
Okay. This is, I want to know the whereabouts of these women right here. All right. Judy Padlock's got news 2 minutes away.